is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location live at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire 2023 football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Short week.
Got a big Thursday night game tomorrow night against the renewed rivalry of Robert Toombs.
Yeah. Hopefully that benefits us. It's homecoming. So, you know, maybe we get a little spark and go play. I think it's kind of, it didn't give us much time to sit and dwell on anything, so we had to get ready to go to work, and kids did a pretty good job this week.
Yeah, unfortunately, there was plenty to dwell on. Traveling to Macon last week, taking on Tatlin Square Academy. 41-13, the final score, and it was, well, they basically, to, you know, borrow a term from the Seminoles, they kind of planted the spear on the first play of the game, returning the opening kick for a touchdown, and then it was a struggle from there for the first half at least.
Well, you know, I thought you take that one away if we don't give that up. I thought we'd come out and we played pretty well. We had a couple of plays that I felt like we'd make them. You know, it's 14-14 at half. You know, we went in down 14-7. We come out first half. We throw one down the sideline, deep down the sideline, and it just barely got tipped out of the way. Quan probably runs right under its touchdown. So we would probably be tied at that point. But Blake made a really good catch on the sideline, on our sideline, and they called it incomplete. But, you know, he said he didn't have possession. But I was like, dude, he caught it in the air and had it the whole time on the way down. So, you know, that's what you live with. But if we get that play and we get the one that's, you know, got tipped away from us, it's probably, you know, could be 14-14, 21-14 us, you know, and then things might have changed. You know, we had made that play in the second half. I felt like the air kind of started seeping out of us a little bit, and then they drove right down and scored. And it's kind of like a gut punch, you know, we didn't respond. And they were big. You know, they were big up front and physical, and they beat on us a little bit, and we allowed it. So, you know, we got to be a little bit better this week. You know, this team we're going to play is big and physical, and we've got a lot of athletes. So we have to be prepared to go in and play a little bit more physical and execute. I think if we can do those things, we got a pretty good chance in this one Friday night.
One thing that I meant to ask about, two things are kind of related. One, was there an issue with the field, with the turf right before the kickoff, before the opening kickoff, and followed that up with, were the refs new or just confused?
Probably both. I don't know. Try not to talk to them too much. Usually my conversations with them are not very good. So, but when they were talking about the, it was an irrigation head, but it wasn't out there. So there was a hole in it. Those are just naturally there. So, kind of work around it and go on. I don't know what they were doing. I thought when we jogged down on the field, there was one out there when we was coming off the sideline. I was like, there's, I didn't throw a little sand in one of them, but then I don't think they had any sand available. So just go play and take your chances if no one steps in the hole.
Thankfully, no one did. Yeah. It just seemed like there was not a lot of effective communication amongst the referee team this week. It's just kind of odd, I guess. But, you know, when you're dealing with a referee shortage the way that you're doing, you take what you can get.
Right. You know, and it's led to, again, Thursday night games because we don't have enough people to do it. You know, I think in the business, you know, when we look at it, they always say, well, it's always this, and the people bashing them and this and the other. I think it comes down to accountability, too, at the same time. Refereeing is a lot like, you know, doing a job. If you're out there, you got to be accountable for how you do it, you know. They go out, they know they're getting that check no matter what, and there's no really accountability. So it's you know, I look at it at that sometimes. And why aren't they not held accountable and all that, those good things? But at the same time, you know, we are in a shortage. And if you watch some of the clips throughout the country, parents and people acting crazy like they do. So
yeah, the referee ripping the kid's helmet off during the game. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I missed all of that thing. I don't even know what happened with that. But you really be getting to see some of it, and I hate it. But it's, you know, it's a trickle-down effect. It's our society at this point.
Yeah. Well, this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick and on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's get back to the game as opposed to the Zebras here. Tough night for Jordan Triplett. Held to under 100 yards rushing for the first time in a while. I think it was, what, the last tipped area 2 years ago?
Might have been. Yeah, it's been a while. You know, they were, again, big up front. They did a really good job of containing what we were trying to do. Made us run inside the tackles, and they were, again, they outmanned us up front offensively across the front line. They were very big, and our linebackers played well. And then on the flip side, I thought we threw the ball. You know, if we hit a couple of them, and I think it was 6 for 16. But, again, the one that got tipped away from Vaughn and the one that Blake, we catch out when he's got over 200 yards passing, and we're 8 for 16 for probably another touchdown, and then it puts us in place to have another touchdown. So another 20, that's probably another 14 points. And I thought we got a little bit better in the passing game. And so with that being said, you know, we might be able to attack down the field some, and that's gonna be a big difference. We can attack vertically and keep people out of the box right now. And I think we did that a little bit, established down against Temple Square. We can throw the ball vertically, and we got guys that can go get it. So we're going to continue to do that. I think we'll get better and better as time goes on. So we got to get better in these. We got to be better in these back four. You know, if we're good on these back four, that's what it all boils down to. I say that all the time. Is, you know, win the back end, win the region championship, be region champs, and then everything else you get to go play free football after that in the playoffs, and hopefully you can get a break. Like I said the other night on the radio show, is law of averages. We bound to get some luck somehow because we haven't got any the last 4 weeks. So law of averages, ball's got to bounce our way at some point in time. I've been to a lot of football games. I've never seen it just bounce right back up to their fastest player's hands while he's on the dead sprint, or we got three guys around it, hits all three of our guys, and it bounces back in another one guy's hands that didn't even know the ball was out. So
it's kind of like a watching the prayer of Jordan Hare on repeat as a dog fan. Like, yeah, that like stretch.
Yeah. So, you know, it, law of averages. We're gonna make some plays, and we just got to go out and be opportunistic here in the next little bit and make it happen.
Another good game for Hamp Thompson and Blake Holloway as well. Blake was actually our player of the game. Great reception and a couple of great tackles.
Yeah, I thought, you know, looking back at it, Ham played a really good game. Talked to him about it. I caught him on Saturday. I talked to him. I thought he played hard. He ran all over the field on defense. He had 12 solo tackles, 6 assists. I mean, he was all over the place. You know, we got to do a few things, and I say that all the time. We got to keep him off of him, let him run and make plays, and he does a good job. And I think the guys have done a pretty good job this week of starting to understand what we're trying to do a little bit better. And, you know, we got to go here this Friday night or this Thursday night. And our team's got a plethora of running backs. They got to, you know, they're going to line up in a diamond set. Got three guys coming at us at all times. So we got to be ready to go make plays, and we got to be physical, and we got to execute. We can do those things. We have a good chance to come out of there with a win tomorrow night.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simons. And this segment is brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's the time we take every week to take a quick check of the health of the team, check the injury status, see what's keeping Mr. Adam up at night, injuries, illnesses, other complaints.
Today practice we had Hayes' eye. I'm not sure if it got cut on his eyeball or what it was. So he's getting it checked out in the morning. Tucker's got a little bruised up thumb. Fuller got a bruised wrist. They're all calling them sprains. I'm calling them bruises. You know, got to be a little tougher. Battle through it. Tape it up. Get mom to give it a kiss.
Rub some dirt on it.
You'll be ready to go. So I think pretty much everybody's pretty healthy. I think Holden's still out with a couple broke fingers or something. I'm not sure. So he's been MIA for a couple days. But everybody else, I think, is pretty healthy, besides trying to get over this flu or whatever this is going around right now. Everybody's getting this fall.
We're not going to say the C word.
No, it's just, I think it's everybody's sinuses, to be honest. It's the brain and temperature change. So got some guys down with that, but hopefully that'll get all dried up, ready to go by tomorrow.
Next question in relation to that, the physical health of the team, you've got a couple of nicks and bruises and whatnot. How is the mental health of the team right now? How's the emotional health? How is the team feeling at this point?
I would say they're probably like the coaching staff. I'll give you a perfect example. This weekend, I forgot to share the film. No one sent me a text. They finally sent Quan and sent me one at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning because on homecoming dance, the kids were like, Coach didn't share the film. Didn't send it in. He didn't share the film. He must really be mad. And then none of the coaches either got it. They didn't look at it. So
the coaches were glad they just had a chance to breathe for a couple of extra hours.
So we get to the meeting, and everybody's looking at me at the coaches' meeting, and they're all like, hey, do we want to say something about him not sharing the film? And Coach K and Coach Jurgen have been there about 10 minutes before I walked in. They thought maybe they'd been fired if I didn't send the film. And I was like, no, I thought I did share it. Coach Barnes and I thought we shared it that night when we were there. It was like 3:30 in the morning, so I don't remember what I was clicking. Who knows? I was just like, whatever, boom, I think it's going to everybody. And then, but that was, I think that's kind of our mentality was, oh, good Lord, he's mad and da-da-da. And I do look at it. I think we've had a little doubt, but again, we've been here before. We were 1-5 last year, and we're 2-4 right now. We knew that stretch run was going to be very, very difficult. It was going to be hard. It's going to take a toll on us. And now we've got to get ready to go for our back end and try to win it, you know, and win these next four games, take care of the region. It's set up to be, it's designed to be hard, you know. I thought we played an exceptional football game against John Millage. We just didn't make some plays here and there, or we could have stuck that one out. You know, Tatnall, we're right there. I think we just got wore down. And that's a long road trip, too. You go 3.5 hours. That was tough. So I think everybody's psyche, you know, everybody's got a little shadow of doubt right now. And I think if we can go out and get some confidence tomorrow night early, we'll be ready to go, and it should be good. But, you know, I know as the coaching staff coming in, they're all, you know, they're banging their head on the wall, hopefully getting it fixed. And we did some different things this week. We changed up practice a little bit. We had a little meeting with some guys. All that stuff's come through the pipe. So we think we've had some good conversations. We think practice has been pretty good at times. You know, we've had good cop, bad cop coaches this week. It's been pretty comical at times. And, you know, I've laughed a little bit with the coaches and at the coaches. But one day the defense was awful. The next day the offense was awful. And, you know, some cookie comments made, some things like that. So it's been a good week. I think that I thought today looked really clean and sharp. So we got our point through, and I thought the kids did a pretty good job of taking it and rolling with it.
I think I'll have to get you to explain to me off the air what the cookie comment meant.
Just, you know, we don't eat soft, chewy cookies. We're not soft, you know. We're
gotcha.
So that came about. I do eat soft, chewy cookies. I do like them.
I do too. Kind of underdone.
I kind of had to step aside on that comment and be like, listen, I'm not going to get involved. I do like, I love some soft, chewy cookies, so I'm going to go over here on this side. So. But I knew where he was going. It was a good analogy.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Take a sidestep from that one. Do you prefer crispy bacon or chewy bacon? I'm a very limp bacon guy.
Any bacon. I can eat any bacon. It don't matter what. I eat any type of bacon.
Brandon Derrick, you are my spirit animal.
So,
yeah. Taking a quick step also, you know, you look at the difference of where you're at right now versus last year and the record and all that. Also, you know, let's be honest, it would not have been a guaranteed victory, but it would have been much more likely to have been a victory if that game against Valwood had happened as opposed to the game against Buford.
I mean, Bluffton.
Or Bluffton. Why do I keep saying that? It's a stupid South Carolina game.
We're not going to play Buford.
No.
I'm not going to do that. That's a little tall task. That's the University of Buford, too. Make sure you address it the right way. They get what they want and who they want. So, you know, maybe, but I thought we needed to go play. You didn't want to take that much time off, I didn't feel like, before we played John Millage. Looking back at it, probably should have rested, but hindsight's 20/20. We probably would have got Fuller back and got him healthy at the same time, whereas he got a little bit more nicked up when we played Bluffton. We would have kept him healthy, and that would have been very beneficial going into it. But again, you know, I felt like the kids, we needed to play, and, you know, we went and played them, and that was the result. I didn't know they were going to be as good as they were, but they're really good. And again, we played four really good teams, and we've got four more to play, so we've got four really good teams to play. So, you know, kind of gives us an idea of where we're at, what we got to do to improve, and I think we've been working on it. I know the coaches have been working hard, and the kids have been trying to get it fixed, too. It's not something that we've all been like, woe is us. We come to work every day to get better and try to get the problems fixed. And I think between the coaches and the kids, we've done a pretty good job.
Take 60 seconds to give out some midseason attaboys to some folks who have come, in your eyes, who have come the furthest since preseason.
The attaboys, I think up front, Tucker's done a really good job at nose guard. When we didn't really think he was going to be, you know, playing a ton of defense, I think he's done a pretty good job in there. Will Johnson's done a pretty good job at tackle. We missed him last week, you know, against Tapnall. I think he's done a pretty good job down in there. Gavin Grantham coming along at linebacker, playing pretty good right there, understanding what we're trying to do. Colt Howes, you know, he's having the kick returns, punt returns, safety, all kinds of different things, playing running back, blocking. He's got a lot of different roles. And, you know, I think some of our freshmen right now, Taylor Ballin, Jaden Gibson, those guys have done a pretty good job trying to adjust and make plays. And, of course, you know, you got Jordan and Hampton, those guys who we expected to lead. They've done a really good job. And our seniors have done a pretty good job of getting everybody in the right spots and ready to go. With Blake having to handle most of our kicking duties and punting, you know, that's been pretty important for us right now.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, and it's where you should be every Wednesday night at 7:30. We have a blast doing this. In this segment, brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. All right, enough of the past, enough of the attaboys. Let's talk about how practice has been this week. Let's talk about what it's going to look like tomorrow night going up against Robert Toombs.
Well, I think Robert Toombs is going to come in. They got some big guys up front. They got five pretty good skill players, five or six really good skill players. They got a plethora of running backs in there that play well. I think their center, he's like 320, and then they've got a couple guys at like 260. So they're big, and move fairly well. So, you know, the guys that they pull and they counter, so they do a lot of different things. They do a pretty good job, so we got to be able to handle that and then, you know, handle their offense and hopefully slow them down from getting north and south. That's been the goal this week. And then offensively, we got to go out. They're kind of like us, don't have a ton of subs, you know, so depth is going to be an issue for them. Maybe we can wear them down a little bit. I think we might have a little bit more.
Yeah, how is it feeling this year to actually be able to do substitutions on a semi-regular basis during the game?
It's nice to rotate our offense and defense, our defensive linemen, offensive linemen. Coach Gibson does a pretty good job of that rotation, trying to keep guys fresh and do that. So offensively, Coach pretty much got it set. I think Connor's kind of in rotation now. We got five in Connor, and Connor's done a really good job the last couple weeks getting there. So, you know, that's really helped us out in the rotation. So that'll give us guys a little bit of a breather. You know, the biggest thing, you know, we talk about all week, stay on blocks. Stay on blocks. Don't make contact. Stay on them, run them off the ball. So, you know, I think for us, that's going to be the key. You know, I think we talked about some of those things this week with the kids is we got to come out and get some momentum early. You know, play through it. You're going to have some ebbs and flows. We have some ups and downs. You got to play through it. Continue to play. We got to game tackle on defense, you know, and fly the football and create some turnovers offensively, stay on blocks, and you know, hopefully get out front, make some plays, and execute well. Special teams-wise, don't give up a possession, and maybe we can steal one. So, you know, they do a really good job on special teams with their kicker, trying to steal a possession with onside kicks, squib kicks. So we really prepared for that pretty heavily this week. And, you know, maybe we can steal a possession here or there somewhere from them. But we got to be prepared to go out there and do that.
I know that you've coming into the season, you had some pretty big expectations of your special teams, your kick return, punt returns, and that. Is that something that's going to be something we'll finally start to see showcased against this team?
Well, I hope. They don't kick it deep very much. They pooch it up high, and they do squibs, and they do some onside stuff. The guy they got that kicks it can hit it and get some backspin on the ball, so it gives them a chance. And they try to get the ball down the sideline, high down the sideline, so their guys can run under it. So, you know, we got to take that away from them. And if we can do those things and get the ball on offense and grind it out a little bit, hit them on some plays here and there, I feel like we got a good chance to pull it off.
Obviously, there's nobody on the team that remembers the 2012 championship game. These guys were what, six? They're 16, they're 17. The seniors were six.
Yeah.
When that happened, so obviously, but the coaching staff, there's probably some folks still around from that, and probably some of you in the administration. Is it still a very friendly rivalry from that side of the fence, or are there still ever any? Sour feelings.
No, I don't think anything, you know, there's nothing, there's no hard feelings anywhere. You know, like I said, at one point, they were the single A team to beat. We kind of passed them up, going to triple A, you know, and then so we separated, and then they didn't want to play for a little while. And then it kind of got down to, we didn't all want to travel, so who's the closest people we could find to play us within our league and our group? So that's kind of what it boiled down to, is can we cut down on travel and get some good reps and play one another? And so that's kind of how we got back into playing RTCA, is you know, cutting down the travel and really working hard against each other and getting a good game.
So does this mean we're going to have a away game in Lyons next week, next year?
I don't know. You know, we got the it's the new calendar year starting next year, so not started putting it together yet, but I'll probably start out here in the next few weeks, put the calendar together to see who we play. And I'd like to keep the rivalry, you know, or the game. I just, you know, I don't care to go over there or over here. We were trying to get a homecoming game for all this stuff, and so the Tombs, we just kind of bought them out this year to get them to come back over because of the other game situation where we were at and what time of year it was.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's take a moment. I know that I said we're going to be focusing on future. Let's kind of shift it a little bit and talk about Jalen Simpson, that amazing interception they had against the Dogs on Saturday. Right now, currently the highest rated coverage safety in the nation. It's amazing to look at that and realize that kid played for Frederica.
Doesn't amaze me. I knew what he could do. When Coach Steele showed up from Auburn, that's what we told him. Play him at safety and let him make you famous. That's what I always say. You let the good ones go make you famous. Don't be stupid. And I think Jalen's done a really good job. I think I said it Sunday night, I said it again, his loyalty to the university is something you don't see from kids these days. He wasn't loyal. He wasn't loyal to a coaching staff. He was loyal to the university. And that university now is reaping the benefits of Jalen Simpson. And Jalen's reaping the benefits of that university. They're loving him back. The whole university is. Talked to a reporter today, actually, when we were going through offensive group. Got a guy from Auburn. He called and wanted to talk to me about Jalen. And I told him, I said, that's one of the greatest things about him was his loyalty to us when we were here. He was offered a million different things to go back to Brunswick and play football over there while he was here. But, no, he wanted to make something here, and he stayed there at Auburn, and he's doing the same thing. And, you know, people go, wow, did you expect that? I did. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I saw him play. I used to think, golly, he makes some of the greatest plays I've ever witnessed. And when he was a freshman, I think he picked the ball off in the end zone one night. It looked like he went up and took it out of the trees. I was like, holy cow, he's an athlete, you know. And when you watch him on Saturday, you see that he's having fun. He's Jalen. He comes out, he's dancing, he's doing his thing. I'll never forget him practicing and bringing the boombox to practice. It ain't a boombox. No, boombox was when we were growing up. But whatever the speaker or whatever. We laughing about it, but we all remember he had the speaker.
Exactly what it was.
Yeah, he had the speaker and all that stuff, and they're down there dancing and all of them, we're practicing. And it was one of those things that, you know, that was just him. And when I watch him now, you know, he's arm in arm with Hugh Freeze leading him out of the tunnel. And so I kind of knew that he was that guy. When you see that loyalty that he's got, he's just been working hard. You know, really proud of him, you know, because we talked about all those, be committed. Don't flip-flop. Don't commit to somebody. Make sure you know it's the right thing, and he's been committed the whole time. And that takes a lot this day and age.
Yeah, it does. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, under the Oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy, the Frederica Knights take on the Robert Toombs Christian Academy Crusaders. 7 o'clock kickoff, as opposed to the 7:30 kickoff. Hope to see you all there for that. And thank you once again for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please come on out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the rest of the season, right here for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Duke signing off. See y'all.
Go Knights.